You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Jets podcast. It is Wednesday, February 20th, 2019, and I'm your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com. Stay warm and safe today if you're in the Northeast. Forecasts indicate we'll be looking at some bad weather, so if possible, just stay off the roads. But if you do have to drive, please do be careful out there. On today's show, we're going to talk about players the Jets may be looking to this coming season to take on a bigger role. I say this frequently on this show, is every team that's successful in this league has players who contribute who are not necessarily making a ton of money. It's very difficult, even when you have a shell of a roster like the Jets have right now and a ton of cap space, a situation that's maybe not an expansion roster, but perhaps what the Jets have is as close to an expansion roster as you'll see in today's NFL. The Jets really don't have many players under contract, and they have a ton of cap space, which means they're essentially a blank slate right now. They do have the quarterback in place. But relative to the rest of the league, the Jets have a pretty unsettled roster that's going to be filled out over the next few weeks as we move into free agency, as we move into the draft. So the Jets are going to add some players. Jets will improve that roster. It will become less of a blank slate and more of an NFL roster. But with that said, the Jets are not going to be able to fill every single one of their needs through free agency and the draft. And if this team is to be successful in 2019, they're going to need other players, players who are cheap, players who are on rookie deals, to emerge in bigger roles. And we're going to talk about some of those players today. Now, some of these players are going to, the team may look to them to take on a bigger role. In other instances, it's not as essential for the team, but it would be a convenience if they were able to take on a bigger role and produce. There's going to be some guys who are going to go from backups being starters. There are also some guys who are already starters who may just become a more featured part of the offense or defense. So this is all over the map. There's some guys where it's critical that they break out. It's other guys where it's not as important, but it would just be nice. It would help the team out. And, you have guys who really did nothing in 2018 who taking on a role in 2019 would be a big leap. Other guys where they're good players. Now, can they take the next step? So those are the guys we'll talk about on today's show. And we'll start off with the guy who is probably obvious, and that's Sam Darnold. And I mean, I think I don't really need to go into great detail on this one. For a lot of players, the biggest improvement they make is between year one and year two. And for me, year two is a big year for a quarterback because it's tough to be a rookie quarterback in this league. You have so much thrown at you. Overnight, you're the face of a franchise. You're in a new city. You have to learn a new system. Sometimes you'll have concepts that you've never seen before that were not part of your college playbook. You're the center of attention, especially in New York, the way it works. Darnold went from, he did have a little bit of training because he was a quarterback for a glamour team in Los Angeles, but it's not easy to do. And then the speed of the game is much faster. You have to control the locker room. The season is longer. I mean, there are just so many different things. I mean, even this, just going back to new city. I mean, even as you have like this huge change in your career going on the field. I mean, it's something as simple as you need to get used to your new area. Where's the store? Where are the places I go that I need to find just to be able to complete daily errands? I mean, these are the things you don't think about. So it's tough to be a rookie quarterback. Now, after year one, you have a handle on it. You understand how long the season is. You understand what the practice habits are going to be, what the training methods are going to be. You should have a grasp of complexity of the NFL defenses. Jets are changing systems, so maybe not so much have a great handle on the offensive system, but at least have a handle on what NFL offensive systems look like. Now, I think the Jets will look to this is definitely one where the Jets need this player to be a lot better. And it's not that he had a terrible rookie year, but a decent rookie year is very different from being a productive player. I think he had an up and down rookie year that trended up near the end. It's acceptable, I think. I think the year he had was acceptable. If he does the exact same thing year two, then I think we've got a problem. He needs to take more command of this team. And part of it was, the offensive coordinator did not do a great job. And by design, a lot of the things as I review the season, it looks like a lot of the things they do were trying to simplify things to try and make it easier for the rookie. He'll have more on his plate this year. I think Adam Gase is a guy who, whether he's got the right quarterback or not, puts a lot on his quarterback's plate. Sam's going to have to make decisions at the line of scrimmage based on pre-snap looks more. There are going to be more complex plays that he'll have to execute. There's just going to be more on his plate this season. So Jets will need him to respond well to that increased responsibility. That's what they'll need. They'll need him to really step up, take ownership of that huddle. It felt like he was kind of trending in that direction near the end of the year. It was a strong finish to his rookie season. Now, can he build on that? Can he become an upper echelon quarterback? Because if he can, then really there's no reason the Jets cannot be in the playoff race next year. You know, everybody always thinks, everybody always thinks they're further away than they really are. It's not that tough in the NFL. Once you have the quarterback, that's a big piece of the puzzle. Now, championship, win a championship, you need more. But a good quarterback, a really top-end quarterback, puts you in the playoff. I'm not saying guarantees you a playoff spot, but probably puts you in the playoff mix, probably puts you in the mix where you can really count on, in most years you can count on playing meaningful games into November and December, having a legitimate shot at making the playoffs. That's what the Jets need. That's why they traded up for him. They didn't trade up for him to just be an okay quarterback. The Jets were looking for the type of guy who really moves the needle, a guy who can carry the roster, a guy who can make up for parts of the team that aren't so great, a difference maker. So that's what the Jets will look for this year. And I'm not expecting him to carry the Jets to a Super Bowl year two, but he should be good enough to really make a positive difference. The days of 4-12 should be in the rearview mirror for this franchise. Locked On Jets, Wednesday, February 20th, talking about players who could really help the Jets if they took on a bigger role in the 2019 season. And the next guy I'm going to move on to is a guy who really was impressive as a rookie, and that's Chris Herndon, who put up a stat line of 39 catches, 502 yards, and 4 touchdowns, which that's not terrible for a tight end under any circumstance. I mean, that beats the heck out of what the Jets have typically gotten out of the tight end position. But for a rookie, that's really good. Those are really good numbers. Now, I think the danger here is that you always assume that the player automatically just keeps getting better and better, and that's not always the case. We should know that. So there's this assumption that Herndon's now suddenly going to become an all-pro. That's not necessarily the case. But if he did take that next step, it would help the Jets a lot, because I look at this receiving core and it's not looking that great right now. I've got to be honest with you. It's really not looking that great. Just because you have a couple guys who belong in the NFL, like Anderson and Nunwa, belonging in the NFL is one thing. They don't really have a go-to guy in that group, which makes this not a great receiver group. The Jets need to find a go-to guy. So my hope is that they'll find somebody in the draft. Maybe there's a guy on day two who's kind of fallen under the radar. I'm not sure there's anybody who would justify the selection at third overall. Perhaps if you trade down, maybe you're looking at somebody, or maybe you find somebody on day two of the draft who's kind of fallen under the radar. That's one way of finding that go-to guy. But there's no rule that your go-to guy has to be a wide receiver. So maybe it could be a tight end. Maybe Herndon emerges. Maybe Herndon takes the next step and becomes a matchup problem. I love it when the tight end is your go-to guy. I love it when you have a tight end who's good enough to be the go-to guy, because that guy's almost impossible to cover, because he's too big for most corners, so he can just box anybody out on contested balls. And linebackers usually aren't fast enough to cover the great tight ends of this league. I love that. I love it if that happens. I don't know if it's going to happen. See, I want to temper expectations. I always think it's better. I think one of the problems with the Jets fan base is they overhype players. They're so desperate. We're so desperate. I'm not going to say that. We are so desperate to find quality players that we get too excited about somebody. We overhype them. We inflate their ceiling. So I'm not going to guarantee you that Herndon's going to be that guy. I'm just saying that it really would help the Jets out if he was. Because the Jets need that. Jets need somebody to take that next step and become that quality tight end. Now, you can't hold it against Herndon if he's just if Herndon doesn't improve as a pass catcher. Now, I'd like to see him get better as a blocker, but if he doesn't improve as a pass catcher and he gives you 39 catches, 502 yards, 4 touchdowns consistently. That's not terrible. I mean, again, that's an NFL player. So I don't want to get mad at him if he doesn't do more than that, because that's still pretty good for this team. But I think that if for the 2019 Jets, it certainly would help them out if he could be more, if he could develop into more of like a go-to guy type on offense. Again, I'm not saying he will. I don't want to, you know, don't save this show and then email it back to me after the season saying, well, you predicted Herndon would be a break. I'm not predicting it. I'm saying that it certainly would help the team out if Herndon turned into that type of player. And it would, and especially at the tight end position, a position which has become really a matchup nightmare. When you have a great tight end, it becomes a matchup nightmare for the defense because you don't really have an answer. It's really, there aren't many solutions in this league unless you have like a great versatile defender to stop a tight end. So it's even, in some ways, it's even more intriguing than finding a wide receiver who's a legitimate go-to guy. Staying on the offensive side of the ball, and this is a guy who really did not impress, really did next to nothing last year. I got to be honest with you. I was very disappointed in this guy. I liked some of the things I saw from him early in his rookie year, but Elijah Maguire really did not show me a lot last year. He got hurt very early in training camp, so he missed a bunch of games. He came back for the second half of the season, but you can just see the numbers and see how unimpressive this was. He had 276 yards on 92 carries. So that's only an average of 3 yards per carry. And that's just not going to get it done. And you can say, well, the Jets offensive line was bad run blocking. They were bad run blocking, but that was a full yard below the Jets average. The average 3 yards per carry. Jets as a team averaged 4 yards per carry. So everybody else was running behind that same offensive line and did better. Crowell had 4.8 per carry. Powell had 4.3. It's just not good enough. What Maguire did just was not good enough. He added some things in the passing game, 19 catches, 193 yards, but it looks like unless the Jets add a couple backs, Maguire is going to be in the mix this year. Of course, there were the lofty comparisons by Todd Bowles' running backs coach last year. They made a very bold comparison, comparing Maguire to the great LaDainian Tomlinson. I think that comparison is a little crazy. I don't see that happening. The Jets just need Maguire to develop into a better, or I think they're going to be looking for Maguire to develop into a better back, because I'd be kind of, if it's me, I might be looking to sign a couple running backs. I'm not saying you necessarily sign two backs to big money, but I might be looking for two backs because I don't love Crowell. I might look to replace Crowell, and if I don't sign anybody, Maguire's a top two back. But I'd like to sign two backs and maybe make Maguire the number three back, because he really did not show me much this last year. This is a guy who I think gets some degree of hype from the fan base. He definitely has his fans within the Jets fan base, but I just was not impressed at all by that. And the thing was, early in his rookie year, he flashed a few times. He made some big plays. I just did not see really much to get excited about last year. So the Jets need to, unless the Jets sign two running backs, we're probably looking at him being a top two back, because I imagine the first back they sign, probably Crowell, is cut. That's just my guess. I'm not guaranteeing it. It's just my guess. You sign the second back, you push Maguire down to number three. So maybe that's where he's best suited. Maybe he grows. If he does, and if the Jets don't sign two backs, then I think he's going to have a role in this offense. So then the Jets really need him to grow. Can he develop into more than he's been? Can he develop into a three down back, a guy who you can send out on pass patterns in addition to being productive with handoffs? That's something that I think the Jets could really use. We are here, Locked On Jets, Wednesday, February 20th, talking about players who could really help the Jets out if they improved this season. And we just talked about Elijah Maguire, who just finished his second year. He's a running back. Now I'm going to talk about a guy who was a rookie running back last year, and that's Trenton Cannon. And this is a guy who got a lot of hype in training camp, and I'll admit, I mean, he looked good in training camp. I was there. I saw him. He looked really good. He's a guy with plenty of speed, but just did not really do a whole lot. This was, unfortunately for Cannon, the best comparison I have for him right now is Jaylen Marshall, who was an undrafted free agent the Jets signed back in 2016. And who got a ton of hype early in training camp. I mean, all you heard about was Jaylen Marshall. He's working with the first team offense. He's getting a lot of returns. And then it just did not, even into preseason, it did not carry over. It did not carry over at all. And he ended up being cut and just being, I mean, the Jets made him the return man. He couldn't hold on to the football. He wasn't producing any big plays. And that's the best comparison I have, because as good as Cannon looked in training camp, he really did nothing once the preseason game started. He did nothing. And, you know, everybody remembers Andre, the great season Andre Roberts had. Well, what you forget about is the only reason Roberts was on this team was because Cannon could not hold on to a punt. That's the Jets. I think I'm guessing the Jets wanted their draft pick Cannon to win that return job. Roberts was kind of the veteran insurance policy in case Cannon wasn't there. They thought, you know, I think Cannon was viewed as the higher upside guy. You know, the guy who, and as it turned out, Roberts had a Pro Bowl season. Roberts wouldn't even be there if Cannon could hold on to a punt. So, and he got some chances later on in the season, just did nothing. He's fast, but you know, you need more than speed to be a playmaker in this league. I see some Jets fans, you know, throw out the Tariq Cohen comparison, which is very lofty. I mean, if Cannon is if Cannon's 50% as good as Cohen, then, you know, that might be a win, I think, because you're at least getting a role player. Again, this is a situation where I think you have to be careful making those comparisons. It's a situation where I just don't want to overhype this guy before I know he's actually got the skills to play in the NFL, because while he is fast, I'm just not sure I've seen a whole lot to suggest to me that this guy can play in the league. It takes more than speed, and it takes more than playing well in training camp. In training camp, the offense has the advantage because defenses, the practices are typically not full contact, so, you know, defense may look a half step slow. In a situation where a player may get tackled in a game, it just defenders can't be as aggressive. So a player may make a play in training camp that he wouldn't make in a game. I think Cannon is kind of a hybrid type player. I view him as kind of a part running back, part receiver. I think if he's going to succeed in this league, he's going to be one of those guys. I don't want to say Sproles, but, you know, that type of guy where he's going to be more receiver than he is runner. I think that's just his skill set. So this is a guy who, I don't think this guy's as essential as the other players I've named. I think it was just a guy who would be nice if he developed into another weapon, because the Jets could use another weapon on offense. This is not going to be a guy who's going to dominate a game. This is just more of a supporting player if he at his ceiling. So I think that's what the Jets would be looking for with this particular player. I don't think that they're looking for a superstar talent. I think they're just looking for somebody who could contribute on the offense, somebody who you can make a defense pay if you're distracted by some of the other pieces the Jets have. That's what I think of with Trenton Cannon. And then finally, we're going to go to the defensive side of the ball, and I'll give you the guy I have in mind. And that's Derek Jones, who had a really strong training camp last season and a really strong preseason. He was one of the best Jets' best corners in preseason, and then really did not get many opportunities once the season went on, which was a little surprising because not like the Jets had a great corner play. He earned his roster spot, and then he was just kind of spending a season on the bench. So I'd like to see, you know, we'll see what happens with him. I hesitate to go crazy on something like this because, and I know the Jets did not have a great coaching staff last year, but even bad coaching staffs in these situations, they see what the guy's doing in practice every day. Even in most cases, the bad coaching staff is right on a player like this because they know if you put this guy in, they see him in practice, they say, you know what, this guy's worse than the alternative, so we can put him in a real game. He's going to have trouble. And that's true. You know, I see this happen a lot in the NFL where a guy has monster preseason and everybody thinks, oh, this guy can play, and then why isn't this guy playing? And then when the guy actually gets in there, the coaching staff's proven right. So I don't want to say that this guy's going to be a great player, but the Jets certainly could use some help at corner. I think everybody could use some help at corner. It's one of the most important positions in the league. I think it's going to continue to be an important position as the Jets transition into Greg Williams' scheme. And look, I'm not expecting a number one corner here, but if you just have a guy who can provide quality depth for this team at that position, I think that can make a difference. I think that could be positive for this team. So certainly this is, again, not a guy. He and Cannon are the two guys I don't think you can really count on. I don't think they're that important for the Jets in 2019, but it would just be nice to add another layer of depth. And these are players, with at least who I think have some degree of potential in them, there's some degree of possibility that they could emerge as at least role players in this league. That's all for today's show. Thank you for listening. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, if you enjoy, subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Please leave the show a good review in iTunes. Have a great Wednesday, everybody, and stay warm out there. We'll be back again tomorrow.